So there's an argument being made now by conservatives in the aftermath of this Alex Preti shooting that, and this is from prominent conservatives, like, who are claiming that, aha, well, Alex Preti kicked out a taillight 11 days earlier, therefore he deserved to be shot and killed by ICE. That's the argument. And I would like to point out that the United States Empire has been running around the world doing much more than kicking taillights. The U.S. Empire has been carrying out assassinations, color revolutions, economic warfare sanctions, piracy on the high seas, stealing people's ships and stealing their oil. Routinely, by the way, kidnapping heads of state, totally illegal, invading Venezuela, bombing Iran, even though Iran posed no threat whatsoever to the United States. You know, on and on. Punitive tariffs against our allies like Taiwan, Japan, India, South Korea, etc. So the U.S. has been kicking taillights and worse all over the world for years. And according to conservative influencers, then the world has the right to murder the U.S. empire. Because that's their argument. That's what they say. If you've done these things, then you deserve to be shot and killed. So, but yet you don't hear any consistent arguments from any of these people because they have no principles. They really don't have conservative principles. They are fake conservatives. They claim to believe in due process and constitutional protections and small government. But when it comes down to it, they want big government to hunt down and murder their political enemies on the streets of America, and they will use any excuse to justify it. So, number one, stop listening to conservatives who have no principles. That should be obvious. Also, stop listening to Christians who have no Christian principles. There are a lot of those. We've seen that since, you know, October 7th. And use your brain on this, because even if Alex Preti had kicked out 100 taillights, that doesn't make ICE the judge, jury, and executioner of any American, does it? Does it? No. Nope. And if someone had done something, you know, smashed some government property 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago, did you know that even in the courts, that's not admissible as evidence? If you're talking about a whole new event, even the courts would dismiss that. Say, well, that's not even relevant to what happened here in this case, in this shooting. You know, what happened 11 days ago, if anything, it doesn't show that Alex Preti is guilty. If anything, it shows that ICE is guilty, because it shows that ICE remembered that event, and then they hunted him down and ran a vengeance killing. So this is actually damning to ICE and the Trump administration and all the conservatives supporting this. They don't realize that this Alex Preti video works against their argument. This shows that ICE is, in fact, a vigilante death squad that hunts down people they don't like. And then you combine that with other video footage we already have of other ICE agents saying on camera, oh, you're recording us? Well, guess what? We're going to put you on a list and you're a terrorist. You know, have fun with that. So ICE admits that if you record them, if you observe them, they will put you on a terrorist list that, in their view, justifies them murdering you. So what you're literally seeing in America now is the rise of a Nazi mentality and hero worship among conservative influencers of Nazi mentality operators who justify the murder of American citizens on the streets of America. That is a factual statement. You're watching the rise of the mindset of Nazis. And so I used to laugh when leftists would call conservatives Nazis, because it used to be just a mindless slur. They were calling Trump a Nazi when there was no evidence that he was a Nazi, in other words, right? And if you pre-call somebody a Nazi when they're not acting like a Nazi, that's stupid. And the left did that for years. We called it Trump derangement syndrome, you know? Well, it turns out that was actually premonition. Sort of like the inner Nazi has come out now across conservatives. and White House people like Stephen Miller and the Trump administration, the inner Nazi has, you know, burst out of the chest like aliens. And it's the inner Nazi is now full blown expressing itself and saying, yeah, we have the right to kill you. We have the right to shoot you. We have the right to track you, to call you a terrorist, to hunt you down, to wage revenge killings. That is literally where we are right now in America with ICE, Border Patrol, and the Trump administration. And thus, now it's appropriate to call them Nazis, because now they're acting very much like Nazis. Now they're just replaying the history of not just the Third Reich, but other Holocausts and other genocidal regimes throughout history, from Joseph Stalin to Pol Pot to Chairman Mao and others. And you can actually see this playing out in a far more violent way, with many more Americans being massacred as conservatives cheer it and justify it and say, yeah, well, they were bad people. You know, this person, you know, he lit off fireworks 2 years ago. This person, you know, spat on an ICE officer. Okay, well, arrest him for spitting then. Charge him with spitting. But you can't ventilate him with a handgun and say that's justified because, you know, 5 years ago he spat on an ICE officer. 5 years ago he kicked the tires of a Border Patrol SUV. Yeah, that's not a justification for killing Americans. And anybody making that argument has utterly abandoned the rule of law. They've abandoned the Constitution. They've abandoned the idea of small government. They've abandoned the things that we're supposed to stand for as Americans. And frankly, you should stop following anybody that's making that argument, because they are not thoughtful people. They're dangerous people. That mindset historically has shown to be very dangerous, as millions of people have been slaughtered by rogue governments or factions of governments that went out of control and started mass murdering people as their own citizens cheered. We've seen this before in history. Even the Holodomor in Ukraine, 1930s, under Joseph Stalin, forced mass starvation. I believe that right now there are plenty of mainstream conservatives who would absolutely support the mass starvation of blue cities, like a total food embargo. Just let them starve, and conservatives would cheer. They would literally cheer, because that's who they are. Those are their principles now. They have a Nazi mindset. So I don't know about you, but I have a consistent anti-Nazi mindset. I don't believe in fascism. I don't believe in rogue government execution squads. I believe in small government. I believe in civil rights and human rights. And unlike most other people, my beliefs are universal. I believe these things apply to those on the left and the right, to people of any race or color, to people who have any religion, people of any national origin, people who speak with any accent. I actually believe in human rights, and I believe in the rule of law, and I believe that everybody has the right to due process. But I find myself very much alone in believing these things, and I'm discovering that very few so-called conservatives share those beliefs, even though they have pretended to, in order to get audiences. They have paraded around speaking as if they believe those things, but they actually don't. Not when it matters, they don't believe those things, as they are now confessing. So if you want to follow somebody who actually has principles, you know, you're doing it right now. Thank you for listening. Appreciate your support. And let's seek out other people who also have principles, like Daniel McAdams at the Ron Paul Institute. He's been doing great work, and many others as well. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. You can follow me at naturalnews.com or brighteon.com. Take care.
Beet juice is a refreshing beverage that can help you stay energized. You can easily incorporate beet juice into your daily routine with Groovy Bee Organic Freeze-Dried Beet Juice Powder. Only at healthrangerstore.com.